I'm Laura McHugh, Editorial Assistant at Mathematical Association of America, and I'm talking with Glenn Van Brummelen, founding faculty member of Quest University in Canada. An historian of ancient and medieval mathematics and astronomy, his book, The Mathematics of the Heavens and the Earth, The Early History of Trigonometry, is the first of its kind in a century. Glenn will appear at the 2010 Joint Mathematics Meeting in San Francisco to deliver a presentation titled Reasonable Effectiveness, Trigonometry, Ancient Astronomy, and the Birth of Applied Mathematics. Hi, Glenn. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
First, can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be talking about at the Joint Mathematics Meeting?
Well, I'll start by describing the birth of trigonometry and the sorts of needs in the sciences that provoked its growth. This happened mostly in ancient Greece, and astronomy and geography were the two subjects that really caused it to come into existence. I'll also try to touch a little bit on how it developed and changed through its applications in the medieval period, which are especially in India and medieval Islam.
How did you get interested in this topic, and why aren't more people talking about this?
Well, part of the appeal of it, actually, to me, is how foreign it is. It seems to me that you can learn a lot about what mathematics actually is through its manifestations in very different cultural contexts. Trigonometry in particular I find interesting for a couple of reasons. One is that it may well be the first really significant encounter between mathematics and the sciences. It's the beginning of the process of mathematical modeling. It's what brought geometry and calculation together, mostly through geometric models of astronomical bodies, which then needed to be turned into calculation for the purposes of prediction. And it turned out to be extremely successful, even though the model itself was completely wrong. Why it's taken so long, that's a harder question to answer. There aren't all that many people who study ancient mathematics, and I think that's partly because it's actually a very hard thing to do. By its very remoteness, it's difficult to portray what was going on in those cultures mathematically in a way that respects its reality at the time.
As you know, trigonometry is not the work of any one person or nation, and its history spans thousands of years and has touched every major civilization. As an historian, it's easy to understand the interest in this topic, but what's the interest for mathematicians? What can we learn by looking back?
Well, a lot of what mathematicians do, especially on the applied side, actually started with Ptolemaic astronomy. There's a real sense in which this episode is the beginning of applied mathematics, of the process of modeling. But also, I think what might be even more important is that we often think of our discipline as moving forward while the existing mathematics stays fixed and unchanged, like we're pushing outwards, whereas what we've already tackled is already in place. But that perception, I think, is partly because changes in conception and structure of mathematical disciplines takes place, so to speak, in geologic time. Well, maybe that's too strong, but anyway, over centuries. So the history of math in general, and in particular this particular episode, I think, helped to remind us that apparently static disciplines, sort of like continents, they can and do change rather dramatically. I think it's helpful to be aware that we're actually working on a moving platform, however slowly it twists and turns.
Again, Glenn's presentation will be on Thursday, January 14th, from 9 to 9:50 a.m. at the Joint Mathematics Meeting in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us, Glenn.
Thank you.